Joining us is Development Manager of Southside Mission, Rich Draker. How are you doing, Rich?
Great. How are you today, Julian?
Great. Coming off of Thanksgiving, you guys had a big, big week with, 2,500 deliveries of meals to shut-ins in the Peoria area, and then, of course, your in-house meal at Southside Mission as well.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful time for us, and you know, we made a few changes this year since it was our 50th anniversary and had some great volunteer support as usual. Central Illinois comes together, and, you know, the heartwarming part really is, you know, yeah, there's a lot of hustle and bustle and busy work that goes into it, but when you are one of our volunteers who gets to deliver a meal to someone who maybe doesn't see a lot of people on a regular basis, you know, the visit is just as important as the meal sometimes, so just want to say thank you to everybody who helped to make that a reality for us again.
Well, we know that now the holidays are underway. You guys are kind of shifting towards preparation for Christmas. But before that, you have an event called Giving Tuesday you want to talk about.
Yeah, so Giving Tuesday, I'm sure people have heard about it before. It's an opportunity for largely the nonprofit world to have a call to action, so to speak. Tuesday, November 30th, which is coming up right around the corner. And they do a variety of things. And so for us at Southside Mission, youth is really going to be a large focus of our 2022. We're calling it Vision is Possible. And so a lot of the youth activities are going to take place. And so our Giving Tuesday efforts are trying to raise $25,000 to kind of get that started. So we have three or four youth projects kind of wrapped into one. So we're going to physically move our youth department from a building that's detached from our main campus building. So we'll move them into this building, number one. And then along the way, we're going to refurbish our chapel into what we're calling the 1127 Youth Worship Center. So that'll take on a new look with certainly technology and lighting and interior decor. The second piece of that will be to remodel what was our staff and our shelter kitchen into a youth culinary class. So that's something new. We've done youth culinary in our summer day camp for years, but this will be the first time we'll kind of operate it as a part of our youth programming and ministry. And then, of course, the final piece will be, as we raise dollars and go along, that we will use the old portion of our building that housed our shelter to really revamp the youth. So we'll have larger classrooms. We'll have a state-of-the-art technology center. Many people may not know that in the 61605, technology is not a given for kids, and so this will be an opportunity for them to be engaged in our youth programs, especially our after-school program, the GAP program, which is a tutoring effort, and they'll have access to state-of-the-art technology just like anybody else. So we kind of not only provide a safe place, but equal the playing field, so to speak. And then some of the youth we actually brought over and had them tour through the space that we're going to put this in. They even have visions of wanting to put in like an escape room up there. So we're just really looking forward to 2022 and all the things that will come out of our efforts to build up the youth, especially here in the 61605.
So it sounds like a lot of positive and big changes going on for Southside Mission.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have great support from the Peoria community. We think this certainly resonates well with what the city of Peoria as a whole is trying to do. I mean, we're trying to combat these issues with violence, and unfortunately, and as you well know, being in the news business, so many of our victims are getting younger and younger. So if we and other organizations have an opportunity to reach out and, you know, kind of strengthen our programming and make it something where kids do have a safe alternative, you know, to combat maybe some of the voices they hear and some of the things they see in public, then that's what we feel we're called to do.
Absolutely, by making a positive choice and positive move for them, you know, how they spend their time.
Absolutely, and I think we're just really excited about it. I think our youth youth programming have done a lot of things over the years, and you know, the ultimate goal would be also as well to reintroduce some of our mentoring programs, which due to COVID and other reasons have kind of fallen off the last few years, but we've seen great success in that. We had a praise dance team of primarily young ladies. We've had a teen boys mentoring group called Redeem Boys. And every single one of those classes we've had previously, I think it's 13 or 14, every one of those kids has gone on to graduate high school, and many are now in college. So we know that there's the proof is there that these programs work. And so we want to reinstitute those as well. And this expansion and the opportunities we have with youth in 2022, we feel, will allow us to do that.
If people are listening to this program now and they want to learn about these new changes and these new programs, is there a centralized place they can find that information?
Yes, right in the office I'm sitting in. So we can, we would encourage people to call us at the mission. We'd love to, you know, as COVID waxes and wanes a little bit, where we have opportunities, we'd like to come and show them the physical location as well. And then certainly if they would like to speak to Reverend Craig, our executive director, or myself, we'd love to come and speak to their group or entertain them with a lunch and learn here. And then just in general, if they'd like to learn more about us, they can go to our website at southsidemission.org.
Now, we were talking about the holidays a little bit earlier, you know, the opportunities to donate, the opportunities to volunteer with Southside Mission. So that opportunity for the holidays for Christmas is still open at this time, right?
Yes, it's underway. And again, you know, it's been a tradition for years that people get signed up awfully early. And that is the case again with Christmas. So I would urge folks, if they want to help out with our Christmas meal program, and really the only difference between that and Thanksgiving is that we switch out the turkey for ham. But everything else is pretty much the same, and so we need folks to help prepare the food during the week of Christmas. And we will actually be doing the deliveries on Christmas Eve this year instead of Christmas Day because it's a Saturday. But if they have availability that week, I would urge them to, again, go to our website, go to the volunteer page, and there'll be a place to click on current opportunities. And I think, you know, so we need drivers, we need folks to help prepare during the week. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities there, and I believe the last time I saw an update from our volunteer office, we were already over 50% filled. So if that's a passion, you got to get in there and sign up.
And I'm sure there's opportunities for people to volunteer throughout the year, not just at the holidays.
Sure, absolutely. I know we have a couple of folks that help us out every Monday when we do our mailings, and obviously through the holidays, those mailings and those donations increase, so we could always use help there, would help out around the general office. And then certainly as we get going into 2022, there'll be other opportunities, not only for individuals, but sometimes for groups as well. And so same thing, if they go to the website, look at the volunteer page, we always have what we call a sign-up genius. So we have our current activities that are listed there, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for them to get involved with us.
One more thing about the holidays, if you know of some individuals that could use a meal that might not celebrate Christmas otherwise, can you nominate someone, or how does that process go?
Sure, so absolutely. So they can just call our main office here at Southside Mission, which is 676-4604. We have a limit of 8 per household, but all we need is a name, address, phone number, and then how many meals they would like. I would stress that we are primarily in the Peoria area. We, you know, we branch out a little bit, East Peoria, Creve Coeur, but we don't, you know, we used to go way out, and with volunteers, availability and things like that, you know, last year we only did 616-03, 04, and 05. We have opened that up to all of Peoria, Peoria Heights, Bartonville, East Peoria. So just make sure that you live in one of those areas, and then just give us a call Monday through Friday, and we'll be happy to add those folks to the list.
All right, give us that phone number one more time.
Sure, 676, and I guess now everybody has to put in the 309, so 309-676-4604. You can call Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 4.
Rich Drager, Development Manager at Southside Mission in Peoria, thank you so much.